Blog Talk Radio.
We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord, today, because you care for us in such a special way. That's why we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning to say thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning with great expectation. Thank you for new mercies that have embraced us on this morning. Thank you for your love and your kindness and your grace. Thank you for your protection and your provisions. Thank you for keeping us from the evil one, Father, that we can run into your pavilion and find help, Father God, in the time of need. Matter of fact, Father God, we are a dweller, Father God, in your house, so we are safe at all times. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for canceling every satanic agenda, plot, plans, ploy, scheme, plot, contract, a satanic agenda, Father God, set up to come against our lives, to destroy our lives, to hinder our lives and our prosperity and well-being in you. We say thank you for your faithfulness to us, Father God, throughout all generations, that you're faithful when we're not. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you for loving us so much. Thank you, Father. And we are falling in love with you. Father God, we're learning how to love you. We're learning how to respond. We're learning how to obey. We're learning how to believe. We are a work in progress, Father God. But we thank you for your patience towards us, Father God. And we bless you, Father, for your mercies. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we stand on your promises today, Father God, to decree and to declare that this is the day that you have made. Therefore, we shall rejoice, and therefore, we shall be glad in it. Thank you, Father. Thank you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great, 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 great. And your name is ever so grateful to be praised. So we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back to you. Father God, we thank you for the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for the longevity of this ministry, for the effectiveness of this ministry. We thank you, Father, because it's your ministry. Amen. We are your people. Amen. And we're just declaring your word, Father God, what you have already said. Hallelujah. It is what you say it is, and nothing else will be added to it or nothing taken away. So we bless you, Father God, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We pray for your people everywhere. We pray for people around the globe, especially those who do not know you, that they may have obtained a will to know you. Father God, we pray for the lukewarmers, Father God, those who are playing church, Father God, those who are hypocritical, Father God. We pray for them, Father God, the carnal, Father God, that they will, Father God, come out of that state of carnality, Father God, and learn what it means to walk in faith and walk in obedience. We pray for them, Father God. We pray for the backslider, Father God, that they will turn again in the opposite direction and come on back home to you, Father. Give them a will in Jesus' name. And Father, we definitely pray for our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, for those, Father God, who are holding on. Glory be to God. We hold them up in faith today. We hold up. We are our brother's keeper, Father God, that we will continue the journey, that the journey is not over until you say so. And so we thank you, Father, for another day to serve in your kingdom. Now, Father God, bless our services today, wherein you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. Satan is already horrified, and it don't even matter, amen, because Jesus Christ is Lord. And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, as you told your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Bless the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as the Lord. Amen. We want to say top of the morning to you. Amen. This is a day that the Lord have made, and we truly have come to rejoice and to be glad in it. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford out of Philadelphia. Amen. Especially welcoming all of our first-time listeners across the globe. We want to encourage you that you have come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent you keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Monday, Tuesday, amen, at this hour. And then we're back on Sundays at 12 noon. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Amen. Our webpage is www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. We're still rejoicing. Amen. In the resurrection. Amen. Celebration of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, amen, where he did indeed rise from the dead. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, the firstborn among many brethren. And so we thank God for that celebration, amen. It actually is a celebration that takes place every day in the hearts of the Christians, amen. Glory be to God. I was talking to a family member, glory be to God, and it was trying to get me out to, amen, on Sunday, amen, glory be to God. And I told him, hey, it wasn't no big deal to me. It really wasn't no big deal, because every day is a holiday to me. Every day is Resurrection Day. Every day is a day to celebrate. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I was just so happy, amen, after service, amen. I sat in my recliner, glory be to God, and I watched three good movies. I watched three movies. I tell you, I was on vacation, amen. I watched Mahalia Jackson, amen, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. We want to thank God, amen, for that history, amen. And I'm telling you, Danielle did a wonderful job. Oh, she probably should win an Academy for her performance. Then after that, amen, I watched Madam Claude. Madam Claude, amen. Hallelujah. The powerful owner. It's a true life story, amen. And she lived to be almost 100. Amen. Glory be to God. But that shows the realities in life, amen. So I saw a movie on history. I saw a movie on the realities of life. And then I topped it off, amen, with Wild Oats. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that was just as funny as it could be. Amen. It was a funny, funny, funny movie. Amen. And I'm telling you, that's how I celebrated my Resurrection Day. Glory be. Just as happy as I could be. Ate a sandwich. And it was happy. Amen. I had food in my refrigerator. Hallelujah. I had food in my refrigerator. Amen. But I ate a sandwich and I was happy and felt like I was in the island somewhere. Amen. On vacation. Amen. Why, beloved? Amen. Because when you love Jesus and you know Jesus, every day is a holiday. Every day. Every day. I pick any day and say, all y'all come over. We're going to eat. Are we going out? Or I'm coming over there. We getting dressed up today on a Saturday afternoon. I don't need a special day, amen, to celebrate. It's my point, amen. I go see my family on any day. My family come see me on any day. We don't have to do that on Easter. That's religion. That's religion to me. Glory be to God. But when you really, really know Jesus, it don't make a difference what day of the week it is. Glory be to God. What day? I can wear a pair of jeans on Sunday and dress up like I'm going to church on Tuesday, because this is what I'm feeling. Beloved, amen. We're talking about something real here. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For our maturity in Christ Jesus and the joy of knowing him. Amen. And so, beloved, amen. So we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ now is raised from the dead, but he still has not ascended back into heaven yet. He has not ascended back into heaven. He's still here on planet Earth. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to look at something that happened, amen, after the resurrection, but before the ascension. Amen. Father God, we thank you that the word of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, a Redeemer. In the book of St. John, chapter number 20, verse 11, St. John, chapter 20, verse 11, and it reads, "But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and see of two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepeth thou?" Amen. And we thank God for the blessed word of God, for the blessed people of God. Beloved. Amen. And so, amen, we saw, amen, where the women went back, amen, and told Peter and the disciples on Sunday, amen. We saw that. And the angels, amen, said, go tell the disciples and Peter. Now, you know that they excluded Peter. They put Peter in a category all by himself. Oh, we're going to teach on that. Oh, we want to thank God for Peter. We need some more Peters. We need some more Peters. I'm going to tell you that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Peter walked on the water. Amen. We know when he fell. Amen. When he took his eyes off the Lord, we know he pulled out his sword. And we know Peter was a little radical. Peter was something like me. Peter was a little radical. He took that sword out. Glory be to God. And he went to cut the air off. Y'all know we talked about it. Amen. And we want to talk about Peter. And not only that, Peter was cussing. I know some of y'all talking about Pastor Bradford cussing. I know y'all talking about me. Just keep on talking. They talked about Peter too. Peter was a cussing. He was a cussing. But let me tell you something. Peter loved the Lord. And not only did Peter love the Lord, the Lord loved Peter. He said, go tell my disciples and Peter. I hold that thought. Amen. Glory be to God. So we see the first evangelist, which happened to be a female, by the way. Amen. As the women went back, amen, to carry the word, amen, that Jesus was risen. It was the first, it was women was in Jesus' ministry. It was women. The first person to carry the gospel was a female. You racist, those of you out there that's a little racist, those of you out there that's a little prejudiced, those of you out there that don't believe in female preachers, study your Bible. Study your Bible. We have to compare line upon line and precept upon precept. It's a reason when Paul told the women to be quiet in the church, amen, don't run with that scripture. Do a little research, beloved. Do a little research. Amen. In God's kingdom, there's neither male nor female. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. People that want to take down women in leadership, they don't want women, amen, to be in charge. They don't want women to carry the gospel. They don't want, oh, so you're going to take down the female judges too? You're going to take down the female school teachers? You're just going to take down all women? Glory be to God. That's why you're giving our city commissioner here such a hard time in Philadelphia. I believe it's a conspiracy to send Rochelle back. Glory be to God. I believe somebody out here killing these black folks to make this black commissioner look bad, if you ask me. And that's just my personal opinion, because they just don't believe that women was going to be in leadership. Poor Hillary. Hillary almost made it. Hillary was looking close. Amen. They weren't ready for no woman to be in charge of nothing. Still want women to be barefoot and pregnant. Well, guess what? God requires more. Glory be to God. And here we see, amen, women. Who was at the foot of the cross when Jesus died? His mama. Glory be to God. Who is it at the grave now? Who do we see? Saints? We see a bunch of women. Okay, glory be to God. All right, and so they went, glory be to God, and the women went back, running back, amen, to tell the disciples and Peter. that he is risen. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that Peter and John, amen, they ran, amen, to see what the woman was talking about. Glory be to God. When you're talking about Jesus, beloved, glory be to God, and the woman was all excited, glory be to God, but glory be to God, probably talking over themselves, didn't know how to say what they wanted to say, but it was enough to get Peter to get up and see, go and see what they're talking about. When you talking about Jesus, beloved, and you continue to talk, even if you don't have the scripture straight, even if you're rattling over you, even if you're nervous, even if you're a little fearful, you want to talk until it causes the other person to get up and go see what you're talking about, baby. That's what discipleship is all about. Oh, glory be to God. And so, beloved, so Peter and John had run to the garden, amen, glory be to God. And then as we continue to read, beloved, we want to skip. We're going to come back to Peter and John, Lord's willing, amen, before Jesus, amen, ascends back into heaven if the Lord leads us there. But the Bible tells us that when Peter and John left the garden, Mary Magdalene remained behind. Mary Magdalene was with them, but she didn't leave when they left. Glory be to God. Mary had followed the two men, beloved, possibly hoping to obtain a clearer understanding of what she had expected and had experienced that day. All she knew was that her day started with a desire to come to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. But when Mary arrived, the stone was rolled away. The Bible tells us an angel was sitting on top of that great stone. Then, beloved, when Mary entered the tomb, oh, I'm telling you something. Now, that was bold. The righteous are as bold as a lion. That was a bold move for Mary to enter the tomb. Glory be to God. She first discovered another angel. So then you got the two angels. We had the one angel sitting on top of the stone. You had another angel that was already in the sepulcher. Glory be to God. Mary goes in, amen. And then the one that's sitting on the angel that's sitting on top of the stone walks into the sepulcher. So there's your two angels. There's no discrepancy in God's word. Hallelujah. There's no discrepancy, beloved. We just need to study and ask God for revelation. And so now Mary, beloved, and she suddenly finds herself in the presence of two angels inside the tomb. We can read that in the book of St. Luke, chapter number 24, verse number 4. Now the angels, and we're going to be teaching on angels, amen, I'm preparing a series on angels, angels talk, angels touch, angels eat, and angels wear clothes. they're not moving around butt naked. Glory be to God. And there's a lot of things about angels. Amen. We'll be teaching about angels when the Lord releases us. Amen. Glory be to God. But here we see the angels talking to Mary. And the angels told Mary, he says, he is not here. He is risen. Glory be to God. So Mary is thinking, okay, he's not here. He is risen. But if Jesus was risen, as the angels had said, where was he? How could she find him? Oh, that's the only thing Mary wanted to know. Mary wanted to know where Jesus was. All right, he ain't here, but where is he? Anybody ever got desperate when he was looking for somebody? Glory be to God. I mean, like, desperate, like, where is he? I ain't going to rest till I find him. Beloved, glory, do you know where? Let me stop right here and ask a question to our listening audience. Do you know? Do you want to know where Jesus is? Because Mary wanted to know. She said, okay, I hear you, but where is he? Feeling dejected and alone, beloved, Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. Glory be to God. And when we look at the word weeping in the Greek, beloved, she was continually weeping. It wasn't a drop here and a drop there. She was boo-hooing, boo-hooing. Glory be to God. Highlighting the fact that she was extremely troubled about the inexplicable events that was happening. Most of all, she wanted to know what had happened to Jesus. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Glory be to God. John, amen, when he writes this story, beloved, he says that Mary stooped down and Mary looked into the sepulcher.
Glory be to God. She stooped down, beloved. Glory be to God. When we look at that word stoop down in the Greek, beloved, it's the same word, amen, that John used to portray John taking a peep into the womb, into the tomb. But now it was Mary's turn. John had come. John peeped into the tomb to see what he could see. Now it was Mary's turn. Everybody was getting a turn. And to bend low, beloved, and peer into the empty sepulchre. And when Mary looked inside, Mary saw something she did not expect to see. Oh, my God. John said she stooped down, she looked into the sepulchre, and she saw two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen. Also, we see here, hallelujah, where it says, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Mary stood without the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and seeth two angels. When we look at that word seeth in the Greek, beloved, it tells us, glory be to God, that this time, Mary, she visibly studied every single detail of the angels that she saw in the tomb. You know how sometimes, beloved, sometimes you look in, but you don't really see, glory be to God. But Mary seeth, that means she knew how many pleats was in the robe. She knew how long the robe was, what color, white, glory be, how long the hair was, how long the eyelashes was. Oh, glory be to God. She was checking it out. Oh, my God. I know some people like that right now. They look at you for about 3 seconds, and they can tell the whole story. They can recall everything. Glory. They even knew even which fingernail was broken. Glory be to God. When Mary saw the angels, beloved, she noted that one was seated at the top of the burial, a slab, beloved, and the other was seated at the foot. But in between these two angels, she could see the empty place where she had personally viewed Jesus several days ago, beloved. She was one of the women that beheld Jesus after the crucifixion, so she knew Jesus was there, and she also knew that Jesus was dead. Glory be to God. Glory be to God, because she was one of the ones, amen, that prepared his body, amen, for the grave. And so, beloved, as Mary looked and wept, the angels asked her a question. He said, woman, why weepest thou? Why are you crying? Why are you crying, lady? What's going on, woman? Glory be to God. And Mary, now here it is, the angels talking to her. She's talking back to the angels. When's the last time you talked to your angel? Mary answered the angel and said, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. Beloved. And when we read that account in St. John chapter 20, verse 13, St. John 20 and 13, glory be to God. Hallelujah, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had said thus, the Bible says she turned herself back, and she saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. She turned around, and Jesus was there, but she didn't know it was him. Beloved, just let me just stop right here and say this. Sometimes we're looking right at Jesus and we don't know it's Jesus. Sometimes we're looking right at Jesus and we're calling it a homeless person. We're calling it a beggar. We're calling it our enemy. We're calling it a stranger, unaware, beloved. Sometimes Jesus walks up and down in your house and you don't even know it's Jesus. Jesus sitting next to you in the bus stop and you don't even know it's Jesus. Sitting next to you in the doctor's office, in the supermarket, beloved. Walking up to you, glory be to God, hallelujah, and you don't even know it's Jesus. Walking up and down in your church and you don't even know it's Jesus. Sitting next to you in the church and you don't even know it's Jesus. Oh, that's all I'm going to say on that. Well, glory be to God. Beloved, sometimes we're looking at Jesus and don't know it's Jesus. Here, Jesus was standing right next to Mary, but Mary didn't know it was Jesus now. This is the same Mary with that expensive oil, that same Mary, glory be to God, that loved Jesus to that extent, all them demons cast out of her. I mean, they spent some time together to the point that some people are writing that she had a baby for Jesus. Well, look, we all know. No. The Bible ain't saying nothing about that. We ain't touching it. They trying to say this Mary and Jesus was an idol. We ain't touching it. We ain't touching it. That's all we going to say on that. Glory be to God. Stricken with sorrow, beloved. Mary withdrew from the tomb just in time to see a man standing thereby. And due to Jesus' changed appearance, because when he was resurrected from the dead, his appearance was changed. She was unable to recognize him. But when we continue to read, beloved, St. John 20:15, it tells us what happened next when Jesus said to her. Now, first Mary got the angels talking to her. Now Mary got Jesus talking to her. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for? And she thought that she was talking to the gardener. You see what I'm saying? That old bum, that old homeless person always begging for money. You better be careful. You better be careful. Every time I see a homeless person, I'm praying. I say, God, how much you want me to give them anything and how much? You better be careful. You may think it's the gardener. You may think it's the man cutting your grass. You might think it's a bum around the corner, but it could be Jesus. Mary thought she was talking to the gardener. And Mary said, sir, if you have taken him, look, just tell me where you laid him, and I'll go and I'll take him away. That's all I want to know. Sir, you ain't got to get into no long story. You ain't got to go there. Just tell me, where is Jesus? She was desperate to know Jesus. She was desperate to want to know where Jesus is. Oh, beloved, if we can bring that desperation back into the church today. I said, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. And beloved, when those words came out of Mary's mouth at that very moment, Jesus tenderly said, Mary? He spoke Mary's name. And upon hearing that voice, beloved, and recognizing the old familiar way in which he called her name, the Bible says Mary turned herself and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master, Master. See, although Jesus' appearance was different, beloved, Mary knew his voice. Lord have mercy, what time is it? We ain't got time. I said, Mary might not have known Jesus when she saw him, but one thing she did know is she knew his voice. There's some of you right now in this ministry, if I walked into a room and you was there and I didn't open my mouth, you might not know it's Pastor Bradford because you never met me. You might not know. You say, oh, some lady just came in, some tall lady, a dark-skinned chocolate lady, you know. She was well-groomed, you know, a little Afrocentric, you know. Looked like she might have came from Jamaica with all them dreadlocks and, you know, whatever else you want to say. Amen. Glory be to God. But you wouldn't know it was me. But as soon as I opened my mouth and said, praise the Lord, everybody, said, oh, hold it. I know that voice. Oh, hey, that's Pastor Bradford. Oh, shoot, I'm in the midst. I'm on the prayer call. I never met her, but I know one thing. That's Pastor Bradford. Why? Because you know my voice. Because why? Because we spend time together, baby. We spend time together. Glory be to God. And so Mary was able to recognize, amen, the voice of Jesus when Jesus turned around and said, Mary, beloved, hallelujah. This reminds us of St. John 10:27. When Jesus told his disciples, he said, my sheep hear my voice. Come on, somebody. Do we got any sheep in the house? We got any sheep in the house this morning? He said, my sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow. Mary knew his voice, and she recognized that it was her shepherd who stood before her. Beloved, Mary wasn't the only one, amen, who recognized the voice of Jesus. We read in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, John, he tells us about his vision on the island of Patmos. Y'all remember that? Glory be to God. In the midst, beloved, of this phenomenal divine visitation, John says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And we can read that in verse 10 and verse 11 and 12. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. So here, beloved, we see Mary who recognizes the voice of Jesus, and we see Brother John who heard the voice of Jesus. Glory be to God. Beloved, do you know God's voice? Can Satan trick you? You know, sometimes you have those impersonators. I was looking at one man, I forgot his name. Boy, this boy was good. He was up there. He could make himself sound like Barack Obama, Donald Trump, glory be to God, Dr. Martin Luther King, Oprah Winfrey. You call a name, and this boy can impersonate it. I mean, the boy had a gift. I don't know how he could do it. See? But it wasn't really them. But, beloved, do you know the voice of God? Do you know when Satan wants to impersonate, glory be to God, his voice? The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians, beloved, there are many voices out there in the world. Some of them may trick you from time to time. You got to be careful. Do you know God's voice? I have seven sisters, glory be to God, glory be, and I got maybe about two of them or three, amen, if I'm really not paying attention, and one call me, I might mistake them for the other. Sheila, this you? No. This Kim. I want you to write that down today, beloved, amen, in the tablets of your heart. Do you know God's voice? Glory be to God. John knew it was Jesus. Because so beloved, we see here with Mary, amen, Jesus' appearance had changed, but the voice of Jesus never changed, because the voice of Jesus is the word of Jesus, and the word of God never changed. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God will never void his word. His word will always accomplish what it was sent forth to do, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. God cannot change his word. God cannot compromise his word. Jesus, and the word is one. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Beloved, when you put the word of God in your heart, you put God in your heart. Glory be to God. Will never come to you and say something to you that contradicts his word, because he is not a man. He is not a liar. God ain't going to tell you to do it. God didn't tell you to cheat on your income taxes. You needed the extra couple hundred dollars. That was the devil, baby. God is not going to tell you to lie. He's not going to tell you to cheat. He's not going to tell you to exaggerate. Do you? Oh, I heard. Yeah, you heard a voice, but whose voice was it? We're not denying the fact. a voice. The question is, whose voice was it? You got to remember your flesh talks to you. You talk to you. I'm going to be teaching a series, breaking down the soul, the spirit, and the body, so we can learn how these three things work independently and together, beloved. My sheep know my voice. So now we just got to go and ask ourselves a question. Are we the sheep? And is he our shepherd? In my clothes. Beloved, it appears that what happens when we continue to read St. John 20, Mary reached out to cling to Jesus with her hands, but Jesus said, no, you can't touch me right now. He said, don't touch me. You can't touch me right now. He said, touch me not. He said, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. See, Jesus walked the earth. Jesus walked the earth for a few weeks before he went back up. Some people say that's why they believe when a person dies that they don't, go right into heaven or go right into hell or wherever they're going, that they're still here. But maybe yes, maybe no. We all know you got to wait until you take your last breath and then you'll know. Wait until your day comes, because everybody gets a day. And then when we leave planet Earth, you'll know what happens. The body goes to the grave, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The soul that sinneth, the Bible tells us, it shall die. Okay, let me go on. Here I go again. Amen. Giving y'all too much information. I'm sorry. I overload you so. That's why I be tired. I'm not blaming y'all for that I'm tired. I just give too much. I just can't come on like a regular pastor and just say what I'm going to say and just move on. And you know what I mean? I just give you so much because it's in me to give to you. I love you that much. That's why I really touch on about 4 or 5 sermons all in one sermon because I love you that much. I don't want you to miss nothing today because you might not be here tomorrow. I want you to get what you can get today. You're on the line today. I want to give it to you. I do the same thing naturally. My family come over and I fix dinner. They say, Mommy, why are you fixing all this food like it's the Million Man March? They say I cook like it's the Million Man March. I got all this food like it's Thanksgiving. I don't care if it's on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm cooking like it's Thanksgiving because I'm just a giver. All right. But now we're going to wrap this up. So Jesus said, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Glory be to God. He said, I have not ascended back to my Father. He said, but this is what I want you to do, Mary. Now listen now. Listen, y'all. He said, Mary, I want you to go to my brethren, St. John, chapter 20, verse 17. I want you to go to my brethren and tell them that I have ascended unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Beloved. Sunday, we saw the angel speaking to the woman, telling the woman, go and carry the gospel. Now we see Jesus talking to a woman. Yeah, you chauvinist men. I just got to say this morning because us women, we tired of being browbeaten. It don't bother me because God knew I was a woman when he called me. It don't bother me, glory be to God, that men don't want to hear me what I got to say. I don't care because I'm not saying what I got to say. I'm saying what God said. Here we see in the word where Jesus Christ is talking to a woman and a woman who was possessed and a woman, who had moral misconduct and a woman whose reputation was flawed and a woman whose background was ugly. We see God, Jesus, speaking to this woman right here, who he had cleaned up with his word. And he said, now I want you to go and carry the gospel. My God. He said, I want you to go and carry the good news. He said, go and tell them. Beloved, I don't know, that makes me happy here. a female evangelist. We ain't putting down the men. We love the men. We thank God for the men. We praying that more men will rise up and take their position. But we want you to know you ain't slowing God down. You ain't slowing God down because God's raising up women. He been raising them up ever since his resurrection. Look like God been raising up women for the last 2,000 years. Beloved, we see here that Jesus made Mary this one statement. He said, go and let them know. Jesus let it be known that everything had changed because of the cross. You need to write that down this morning. Everything has changed because of the cross. Now a new relationship with God was available to the apostles and to all who will call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, we continue to read in St. John chapter 20, and it tells us in the 18th verse, it says, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that she had spoken these things and that he had spoken these things unto her. She didn't, Jesus, I can't go. I'm a woman. Now, you know I can't go. You ain't going to beat me. I can't go and carry this. I can't go and carry the good news. I can't do this. I'm a woman. What was Jesus going to say? Oh, forgive me. I'm sorry. I thought I saw a penis. I'm sorry. Beloved, we need to stop playing God. Today, beloved, as we have been celebrating all last week, especially on Sunday, beloved, we rejoice that Jesus is alive. And because of what he did for us at the cross, now we have access to God the Father. This was the purpose of the cross. I preached it on Sunday. The sermon of my message on Sunday was a kingdom move in 3 days. If you missed it, amen, I would tell the Holy Ghost that was the message of the year. I've been listening to it. Matter of fact, we're playing it all this week on our streaming services. We're playing it all on our radio services. Glory, we broadcast 14 times a week around the globe. We are playing that one message everywhere this week. Why? Because everybody needs to know, hallelujah, that the purpose of the cross, glory be to God, the work was done, amen, to redeem mankind and put a man back in his right relationship and fellowship with the Heavenly Father. Everybody needs to know, amen, that Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. It was a bill we could not pay. Glory be to God, but Jesus paid it all. He finished the work of redemption. So that today we can be in right relationship with God. He took the crown back. God tricked Satan to get the crown back that Adam lost in the Garden of Eden. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where Satan legally took the crown from Adam when Adam, amen, surrendered it. Hallelujah. But Adam tricked Adam to get it. Well, guess what? God tricked Satan to get it back. It bruised the Lord. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. Hallelujah. And if Satan knew, hallelujah, by crucifying Jesus, amen, Jesus was going to get the crown back, he would have never done it. Amen. But he didn't know. Amen. He didn't know. God don't tell you everything he know, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus finished the work of redemption so that today we can be in right standing with God by accepting the work of Christ on Calvary by faith. Beloved, I encourage you to be bold in recognizing the voice of Jesus. If you belong to him, then you do know his voice. Mary knew his voice. John knew his voice, and your born-again spirit knows his voice. If you'll take time to listen, beloved, you will hear the voice of Jesus calling out to you, just as he tenderly called out to Mary that day in the garden. He knows you by name, and he wants to enjoy close fellowship with you. So take the time to listen. Take the time to listen. I'm finished. Let me give you this 1 minute testimony. I never forget it, and I've shared this with you before. My grandsons, Aiden and Ethan, they must have been maybe about 2 years old at the time, and they came over to spend a night with me, and I had both of them in the bed with me. I had both of them in the bed. I have a queen-size bed. And one was one, and both of them was on the other side of me, but some kind of way. And I'm sleeping. I normally sleep pretty sound, but I went to roll over. I went to roll over from my left side to my right side. And as I rolled over, I believe it was Ethan who slid under the pillow because he was right next to me. And if I had laid down, so I was still halfway asleep, the pillow would have covered his face and I would have smothered him. But beloved, as I was turning, I heard the voice of the Lord. And he said, Alfreda, Alfreda. And when he said, Alfreda, Alfreda, it shook me. Like, number one, it was a real voice. Number two, they knew my name. And that's when I looked down to see that my grandbaby was right there under the pillow and I was about to smother him. Beloved, I come to tell you, God knows your name. And that's not the first time I heard God call my name. But that's the one I'm going to share with you today. And he called it twice. You got to be careful when God says something twice. God was trying to keep me out of prison. And one silly lady said, well, you wouldn't have gone to prison. Baby, it didn't make no difference. I was going to prison or not. My grandbaby would have been dead. I would have still been in prison, a prison of my mind. Beloved, God knows your name. The question this morning is, do you know his? Do you know his name? Matter of fact, not only does God know your name, God knows your heart, God knows your voice, and God knows everything else there is to know about you. Now, the question this morning is, how much do you know about him? Beloved, do you know his voice? And would you like to discover it if you don't? Beloved, amen. Glory be to God. Let us begin to spend more time with the Lord. Regardless of how much time you spend with God, why don't you just up it a little bit today? Why don't you increase it a little bit today? Why don't you put in an extra 10 minutes, an extra 15 minutes? Glory be to God. And the word of God is the mind of God. Why don't you just pick up that Bible? Amen. I know that the distractions come. Soon as you pick up the word, here come the distractions. Glory be to God. Put in an extra 15, 20, 30 minutes a day, beloved. And get to know God's voice. And you'll be ever so glad that you did. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God. Father God, as it has come forth on this morning, we bless you, Father God, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over and over and over again. Thank you. Lord, thank you for being our good shepherd. We are so thankful that you speak to us and you lead us through life. Father, we are sorry that we haven't listened to you so many times when you have tried to warn us, when you have tried to help us, when you have tried to guide us, Father. We have lost so much because we didn't listen when you spoke. But rather than focus on our past losses, Father, we determined to do everything within our ability to hear you now and to obediently follow what you tell us to do. And we say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And our soul says amen Amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today, beloved. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, beloved, girl, you can begin today. Amen. By knowing his voice. Amen. This word that came forth is the voice of God because it was the word of God. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. Amen. And so that's where we begin, but that's not where we end. Because in order to grow and to mature, amen, in the kingdom, beloved, we have to be obedient to God's word. You cannot ignore God's word. Amen. Because when you ignore God's word, you ignore God. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, saints, in form of announcements, we'll be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock noon and then back at 9 p.m. Please come and join us, beloved. It's so much to pray for. It's so much to pray. Y'all watch the news. Y'all watch the news. You know what I mean, beloved? I don't want to come sound and pessimistic, but I already know what God already has given me a glimpse of some things for our futures, me being a prophet in the Lord's kingdom. The Lord has already shown me some things, and my heart is broken, beloved, because I'm just praying that God's people be able to stand up under the pressure, under the variant, and everything else that's coming. That's where my heart is, beloved. That's where my heart is. Glory be to God. That's where my heart is. Let us keep on praying. And let us keep on praying. And after we pray, let us keep on praying. It's so much to pray for. It's so much to pray for. From the White House to the whorehouse, to the rich house, to the poor house, the black house, the white house, our children. Glory be to God. It's so much to pray for. We can pray all day and all night and not run out of stuff to pray for, beloved. Y'all seen all them children at the border? Can you imagine what it's like on the other side of the wall? Anytime a mother drops her baby down 14 feet? Can you imagine what's going on over there? How desperate they have anybody even considered? We're talking about the children on this side of the wall. What that was dropped on this side of the wall. Can you imagine why they did it? What mother lets their child go like that? Beloved, we got to pray. We got to pray. And I have nurses in my family. I know what's going on with this COVID-19. I ain't saying nothing no more because I don't want y'all to say Pastor Bradford trying to talk to me. No, I said, you taking the vaccine shot? Good. Did you pray about it? Yeah. Did God tell you to take it? Yeah. Then take it. I already know. I talk to people that work at pharmaceutical companies. They work at the pharmaceutical companies and said they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't even take it. I ain't telling y'all that. I ain't got no more to say on it, even though my heart heavy. I don't even know. You can hear God's voice like I can hear God's voice. You can hear God's voice like I can hear God's voice. What is God telling you? I didn't say what Fauci was telling you. I didn't say what Biden was telling you. I didn't say what Trump was telling you. But Trump said, go take some bleach. How far as we know, we could be injected with bleach. Who knows? Who knows? Huh? Beloved, we got to know the voice of God. And so I said all that to say that we got to pray. And so we'll be praying today at 12 and praying back again, amen, at 9. Now, tomorrow night for Bible study, Erica has the work done on her mouth. I'm going to be teaching Bible study for Erica tomorrow at 7 on Facebook. So we have to move our Bible study up 1 hour. I'm not going to come back and do two Bible studies back to back. All right, so I'll try to hook it up for those of you who are not, don't have internet. I'll try to hook it up on the conference line. I'll try to do a three-way. So if you call into the regular Bible study number, you'll still be able to get the service. I'm going to try to hook that up. I'm trying to get techie. Y'all pray for me. All right. So Wednesday night Bible study for this week is going to be at 7 o'clock. because I'm going to be teaching Erica's her Bible study. You can find it under Fasting for the Nations. If you go to Facebook, go to search, look up Fasting for the Nations. You'll find me there tomorrow, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. And that's going to be our Bible study. All right. That's it for today. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for the word. Thank you for your people. A lot of voices going on, Father God. A lot of people speaking in our ear gates, and some of us so confused because we're listening to everybody but you. Or we trying to listen to you and everybody else. And that's why we so confused. That's why we don't have any peace. Everybody's opinion is important to us, Father God, above yours. When you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness. When you said your opinion, Father God, is the only opinion that matters. We have to see what the Lord says first. Because everybody has an opinion, Father. That's the thing about an opinion. Everybody got one. Father God, help us to seek first your kingdom. Help us to sell out, Father. Help us to trust you. Help us to trust you, Father God. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Anoint the prayer warriors as they pray. Father God, as we cry out, as we cry out, as we cry out. Y'all, now look, y'all got a prayer request. Y'all got to start calling in at the top of the hour. Because we have some prayer warriors that will linger around and wait for you. Then we got some other prayer warriors. If you ain't there by 12:02, they going right into it, the prayer, without your request. So don't get offended when you call in and the prayer warrior praying. And you say it was only 12:03. You know what I do when I call in, when I try, I set my clock. I call in 5 minutes before the time, especially if I got a prayer request. Call in early, saints. Call in early. Amen. Our prayer warriors are there on time. Call in early. They may not open the line till the hour, but be ready. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father, we bind. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. And we cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer and this service in Jesus' name. Now, by the word, the blood, and the spirit. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen, again. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, saints. God knows your name. God knows your voice. God knows your heart. Now, do you know his? Amen, amen, and amen. In the name of the Lord. Thank you, God. I am his own. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. God knows your name. Now, do you know his? Amen. Pass out Frida signing out. Love you, love you, love you. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Blessings.